of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Tuesday, March 6, 9:04 a.m. We have no public comment. Any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 448726 through 448810. No warrants and one journal entry.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for February 26, 2018. And we have some executive session minutes.
Move to approve the minutes of February 26, 2018. Regular session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the executive session minutes of February 26, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Late fees and penalties.
Good morning. Thank you.
Morning.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Good morning.
Morning.
We have a customer, Robert Gibson, that has requested penalties and interest be waived on his real estate per statute 52240, saying that the county made an error in his mailing address. I typed up a quick timeline here showing that he bought his property in February of 17 with a Branson address on the deed. He called the mapping department in April and asked for that address to be changed to the new physical address or location. And so that was at 565 Valley View Road, Kirbyville, according to the tax code. And I got this from notes in the mapping department. Then October 18, we would have mailed his tax bill to that mailing address. It was returned to us with no such street, unable to forward. And then according to a program that our office uses, it matches an old address to a new address to see if there's a new one out there. At that time, there was not. And so in February of this year, we mailed the late notice to that same address. It has not been returned as of today. Doesn't mean it won't come back eventually. We've had him come back a year or so later. And then February 20th, Mr. Gibson called the office and changed his address to that 565 Valley View, adding the building G, unit 301, and said it was Branson mailing address. I called the Kirbyville post office. They said that is true. Anything west of the post office on 76 is considered Branson mailing. So we have that address updated. I sent him a new bill, and he's requesting that we waive penalties and interest due to the error.
Do you have a recommendation?
It's fine with me to waive the penalties and interest. I see that there could be the error just because we're using the tax district code. That's incorrect. I have alerted the assessor's office that anything for Hollister, Branson, and Kirbyville, that could be a problem.
Okay.
Did you say that he changed the address to Kirbyville?
He just said, according to the notes, mailing address updated to the physical per owner's request. And when they look at that, the site address on the bill just says 565 Valley View. So if they,
so they looked at
didn't
the code,
ask him if, you know, there was a building or a unit, and he didn't offer that or give the city. I mean, even if we would have put Branson on it without the building or unit, chances are it would have been returned as well.
Did you give us the parcel number? So we
mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they gave you a copy of the whole bill.
You gave me the whole bill. Sure.
Should we, in the future, kind of make sure staff knows, and, you know, maybe instead of just saying, hey, can we change the physical location, just verify what the physical location is?
That's what our office likes to do. I mean, when the customer so gives me an address, that, yeah. I type it, and then I read back what I typed. I mean, because I could hear wrong, type wrong.
Okay. So that's just something we probably need to watch closer in the other departments.
Definitely.
Move to waive penalties and interest for, do you just want the parcel number?
Yeah.
For parcel ID number 17-2.0-03-004-003-002.015.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Records disposition.
I'm trying to find that email. Is it from the clerk's office?
Yep.
Is Wesley or Miss Neely coming? Do you want to say if anybody's listening to that?
Hmm?
Do you want to say if anybody's listening in the clerk's office?
If anyone's listening in the clerk's office, we're ready to take up your records disposition.
I think I heard a door.
Sonic ears.
There we go.
Good morning.
Good morning. We have the, I guess it's an email from. Please add the enclosed list for records disposition to the Taney County Commission meeting. I have the records disposition list. Several pages. And it says that they've met their retention and are recommended for disposal under the revised Missouri Statute 109.230, subsection 4. And
yes, we have continued to go through old records. We're trying to clean out storage areas. We have reviewed each item. I have had Don Blue and Donna Neely review the list also, and they have agreed that the items are have met the retention dates.
We've 5 years on accounts payable. If once those records are destroyed, that's a paper copy. Do we continue to have an electronic copy?
Correct.
Okay.
Is it on everything or just specific records? Just curious.
I'm sorry?
She asked specifically about, did you say accounts payable?
Yes, I did.
Is that for all records or is that just, again, I'm just curious more than anything.
I do know that it is accounts payable, yes.
But like the treasurer's receipts, is that digitally stored also or?
That I'm not don't sure. Know. I no. can find out on that.
I just.
Timesheets were 3 years. We would have digital on that, would we not?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a, I don't remember, is there a statutory requirement of us here's 109.230 subsection 4? Are we supposed to just, you were supposed to just enter into the minutes that they're going to be disposed of, correct?
In the past, that is how I've understood
it,
yes.
That's what I was thinking. I guess move to accept and enter into the record the records disposition as presented by Ms. Neely.
You want it dated for the 13th? She's got on the document.
Dated February 13th, 2017, which is last year, so that's why I'm...
Yeah, we can change that date. Would you like me to resubmit it?
I would just say as presented.
Okay.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Just for question on the 2017, so that's destroying anything up to... No, December 2017 within the five-year period.
Yes, yes.
And so starting January 1st, 2018?
Correct. Yes. So if we have received records, say, in May of that year, we still put the December 31st date. We hold everything until the end of the year. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Agreement for double drum roller, number 18-021, Road and Bridge.
Did Travis look at that agreement?
Yeah, we've got a letter there.
Yeah, I have a letter dated March 1st, 2018 from our attorney, Travis Elliott. He's reviewed the agreement for the double drum roller between Berry Tractor and Equipment Company in Taney County. The agreement provides for the purchase of one BOMAG double drum roller with a price not to exceed $52,714 and includes a 36-month, 3,000-hour extended service protection plan. And he's reviewed that, the agreement, and approves the agreement as to form.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Berry Tractor and Equipment Company.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for retaining wall blocks, number 201801-394.
Yes, good morning, Commission. The first one of four bid recommendations we'll have this morning is for retaining wall blocks, bid number 201801-394. This was a bid requested to me by Taney County Road and Bridge. I released this bid on January the 27th. It closed on February the 28th. And despite the fact that we've sent out bid invitations to as many qualified